Yes.
You didn't know that before we started talking?
I do know now.
You didn't do your research. You better do your research next time you talk to people. You did not do your research. I cannot believe this. Go ahead. All right. I'm going to let you get away with that one this time.
Thank you, Judy.
You Listen. Better be playing happy real hard.
Oh, hey, you know that's right. Hey, what else can we expect from your project? Can we expect anything like Mellow Lovin'? Don't Want to Love You Again?
Well, you know, those disco hits, and I have a huge, you know, what my dance fans, when they found out I was recording again, I mean, you know, gosh, they are just so happy to hear me sing again, and that means so much to me because, you know, in this business where you measure your success by, you know, what the world says is success, gold, platinum records, whatever, awards and all that stuff. I never got any awards. I never did that. But I had a steady fan base who have followed me throughout my career. I mean, I started singing when I was 18, and, you know, I'm old now. But, you know, these people have, you know, when I reluctantly got on Facebook just to keep in contact with some of my friends and family in England when we moved, you know, back to America. Mm-hmm. And then people found me, and they, you know, they were, like, quoting, you know, lyrics from, like, my first record. I'm like, how do you know that? Yeah. You know, how do you, you know, and I hear stories, you know, like, before I ever recorded any song, you know, my prayer was always, you know, God, please, you know, let my music bless, prosper, and heal all who hear it. You know, I pray before every recording. I pray before every performance. And, you know, some people think, well, you know, if you're singing pop, then, you know, you can't be a Christian. That's not true. You know, my love walk with God has been since day one. I don't know anything but God. And anybody who's ever interviewed me or known me, you know, they know that God was always first in my life. But I do believe, you know, when you live life, you know, you go through experiences, you know, and it's not wrong to express how you feel about a relationship or how you feel about where your life is. I mean, that's quite normal, and it's hypocrisy to say, well, no, I don't have those feelings, or no, I didn't go through that. You know, that's not true. And a lot of Christians, you know, they complain about people singing pop, but you go to their house and they got every R&B, hip hop, you know, they got every secular thing going. You
hey,
know?
For
so,
real.
You know, so let's be real here, and you know, we do have life experiences that we need to sing about. And see, I call my album the Truth Album because I deal with, you know, things that you go through when you walk through life with God, you know, and that's what I will continue to do. I will continue to make music that through, I promise God, you know, whatever I do, whatever I sing, it's just going to be real. I mean, when I pray to Him, some mornings I wake up, I feel pretty, the birds are singing, the light, you know, the sun is shining. And some mornings I wake up, I'm like, okay, God, come on now. Give me some help this morning. I need some fire up in here this morning, you know. And I believe that God respects honesty. You know, he's a God of truth. You know, you can't come to Him, you know, with a lie. You can't come to Him, you know, quoting stuff that's not coming from your heart. You know, God is concerned with your heart, not just, you know, words that don't mean anything to you. You know, they don't mean anything to you. What do you think God's going to look? Mm-hmm, yeah, all right, next.
Hey.
So that's what I'm about, truth, and I'm as real as they come. That's you know.
True love is free.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, true love. God ain't never asked you for nothing for you to take His love, has He?
No. Matter of fact, He died.
Given,
that was His love for us.
That's right. But He didn't ask you to pay to watch it. He didn't ask you. Well, not even only that. I mean, what that song, True Love is Free, really deals with, it deals with how people, you know, come in disguise. You know, people say they love you, okay? Because sometimes when people say they love you, what they're saying is, I love the way you make me feel. You know, like you're giving me all of you. That feels good to me. So I guess I love you. But really, you know, when somebody loves you the way Jesus loves us, to do what Jesus did for us, how many people can say that? How many people would do that? Not many. He was the only one found worthy to come and go up on that cross and die for us and take all the stuff that He did for us. And that's why it's free, because He paid the ultimate price. it's already been paid for, you know. So it's free for us to accept, you know. Accepting is the way we thank him for it, you know. And then when you receive it and you accept it, then you can give it back.
Before we get out of here, I want to drop a few names, okay?
Okay.
All right. The late Donna Summer.
Well, when I first went to Munich, Germany, the American family there was very tight knit. You know, it's different. Like if you live in Germany where people speak German and then you have a group of people who are from America and you speak English, somehow you kind of cluster together. Whereas in England, because, you know, everybody spoke English there, the Americans didn't really kind of, you know, they didn't become family. We were friendly, but we didn't become family. So when I first went to Munich, Germany, Donna had actually just left. She had gone back, and she had made it big with Love to Love You Baby. But the whole American family that supported her before she left, you know, with Giorgio Moroder used all the same background singers, and you know, everybody kind of knew each other because a lot of those people who went over with Donna had done Hair. So they had become this family. So anybody who came to this, you know, who was new on the scene was just included, automatically included in the family. So, you know, we did all the sessions. I sang on, you know, a lot of Donna's albums, and, you know, we had the same friends and stuff like that. And, you know, whenever she went back to Munich, it was never, oh, Donna Summer, the superstar. She was very down to earth and kept the same friends. And, you know, it was just that kind of vibe over there. It was totally, totally, totally different. And unfortunately, you know, you don't see very much of that in today's, you know, kind of, I don't know, celebrity cliques. I mean, it's kind of different, you know. Over there, it was like a family. And it could have been because we were, like, away from home, do you know what I mean? And you felt the need to feel, you know, like family. There wasn't a lot of competition and, you know, negativity going on. We were just really very family-oriented.
Stevie Wonder. Tell us about Stevie.
Stevie is a good friend. We've written some songs together, and then when I first I met him, we became friends when I was in Germany, and he was doing some recording, and then, you know, I sang on his album, the Lady in Red album. I think the song was Love, Light, and Flight. And then from that point on, you know, I became his chef. I mean, whenever he came to town, I had to cook, and he'd bring all these people, and we, you know. So we've been knowing each other for a very long time, and he's a wonderful, wonderful person. And just, you know, and he used to always say, you know, like when I was in Germany, I had my own TV show, and he was like, it doesn't mean nothing. You ought to come home. You ought to come home, you know. And it's kind of hard to pick up and come home when you're doing well over there, and mm-hmm. you know, you feel comfortable, and so it took me a long time to come home, but I'm back now.
And the final person I asked you about is Dionne Warwick.
Well, Dionne Warwick, you know, before I went to Europe, I did a lot of session work, you know, and I did some background for her, and her sister. I had a friend who played guitar for her sister Dee Dee, and see that whole. That also was a part of, you know, the Drinkin' Sisters and all that stuff. They all knew my father. You know, it's the music business back then, everybody knew everybody. You know, like Sam and Dave, Sam Moore, you know, his mother was my sister's godmother. You know, Betty Wright was my best friend. You know, so the whole showbiz family there was closer back in the day, you know. You didn't have so much rivalry. There was more like a family thing, and everybody, it's kind of like the old churches used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you went to church, you didn't act up because, you know, somebody, Sister Belle, was going to tell your mama.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah.
And it was kind of like that, you know, like there was always someone who had the connection back to my dad, you know. So it was kind of like that.
It is our guest, none other than Miss Judy Cheeks. Judy, it has been a pleasure. Judy, yes, you can talk.
Well, now you're going to talk about me bad. Girl, don't call Judy Cheeks. She's going to talk your head off. Listen, you've made me very happy. Thank you so much for listening to me.
Hey.
Well, I made your job easy.
Very easy. Good talk, Judy. I learned a lot, got a lot of good information, and I know that our listeners, your fans, are definitely going to enjoy it. Again, our guest, Judy Cheeks. Don't forget, go pick up Happy, and you will definitely be happy. You will be blessed. Judy, it's been a pleasure.
Okay, thank you. It's been my pleasure. And I just have to say one thing. If you guys want to get a little sneak of the CD, there are songs from the album on www.judycheeks.com, and you get to hear a little bit of the album.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye now.